If you are from Altoona, you may know the name John Edgar Thompson. If you don't know, I'll give you a hint. The Horseshoe Curve. John Edgar Thompson was an American civil engineer and industrialist who served as the third president of the Pennsylvania Railroad from 1852 until his death in 1874. Under his 22 years of aggressive leadership, he expanded a localized state line into the largest business enterprise in the world. Born to Quaker parents in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, Thompson grew up learning surveying from his father, an engineer on early canal and rail projects. Armed with little formal schooling, Thompson relied on hands-on field experience. By age 19, he was assisting with the layout of the Philadelphia and Columbia Railroad. His speed and skill in overcoming natural geography caught the attention of Northeastern investors, prompting the newly chartered Pennsylvania Railroad to hire him as its first chief engineer in 1847. Before becoming president, Thompson was a legendary civil engineer. To conquer the steep, unforgiving terrain of the Allegheny Mountains without using slow, dangerous incline planes, he designed the famous Horseshoe Curve near Altoona. Completed in 1854, this 220-degree sweeping loop was considered a global engineering marvel and fundamentally opened up rail travel between New York City and the American Midwest. Thompson was notoriously silent and intensely private. He completely avoided public speaking and rarely recorded his personal thoughts. While he maintained a modest public profile, Thompson wielded unfathomable financial power. By the time of his death, his personal net worth was roughly $5 million. But through his meticulous management style, he controlled between $750 million and $1 billion worth of corporate empires across the United States. Before dying of pneumonia in Philadelphia in 1874 at the age of 66, Thompson's failing health caught the attention of Wall Street. In the weeks prior to his death, a group of high-stakes New York stock speculators actively shorted Pennsylvania Railroad stock, betting huge sums that his illness would prove fatal. The morning after he passed, these same speculators flooded the market with sell orders to trigger a financial panic. However, Thompson's meticulous management had left the PRR so structurally stable that the market quickly recovered, completely defying the gambler schemes.